Thank you for calling customer support. This is Morgan speaking. How can I help you?
Who are you? I mean, what is this? I have a charge on my Associated Bank, and I do not know what it is. I want to know what it was.
So I can try to pull up a charge using your zip code and first and last name?
My first name is Darlene Abeglen, Abeggelen, and 608-617-2690.
Yes, ma'am. Give me one moment. I mean, could you verify your mailing address?
W5767 North Island Drive, Endeavor, Wisconsin, 53930.
Yes, ma'am. It looks like this was for a contest that was entered for the kitchen mixer.
Yeah, well, there was no charge on that. There was supposed to be no charge on that.
Yes, ma'am. So
why would I be charged $56.95?
That is a sweepstakes. It's a contest entry. You would have to be enrolled in our subscription, or you would have received a $125 voucher towards any purchase on our website. And that
no,
would have been emailed to owllady707@gmail.com or
yes, but
yes, sir.
That was not that. That's a scam, if you ask me, because that was supposed to be for a free mixer. I didn't even finish the application.
Yes,
because
it looks like
I thought I wasn't going to put in. I wasn't going to put in my number for anything.
Yes, and it looks like you entered your email address, your phone number, your mailing address, as well as the card information. And that was all submitted on the 3rd of June.
Well, I could have bought a new mixer for less than that.
Yes,
and so. For $56, and because there's two of them on there. $547 would have been all right. I mean, I wouldn't question that, but $56? Is a scam that
yes,
I'm going to report.
Yes, and we do apologize if you feel that way. However, the terms and conditions are on the website. They can go ahead and cancel for any future billings as a courtesy. We can offer you a 35% refund on that charge.
Cancel that charge. That will be the only way that it's going to be acceptable to me.
Yes, and so we can offer you a partial refund for that charge, but you entered the contest and agreed to the terms and conditions when you entered it.
Nah. Well, it's going out in shortly. I got your name, address, and everything else. It's going out. If I don't see it on my, it's going out today, even if I don't see it. I mean, I won't see it on my credit card right then. I'm on my statement today. But if it isn't, there isn't $60 in some sense refunded onto my credit card, your credit will be worth nothing. You don't get anybody else suckered in like this.
Yes, ma'am. So we can offer a 50% refund, but that's the most we could offer. It's a valid charge.
50% for nothing. 50% for nothing.
You entered a contest, and we also sent an email with that voucher to owllady707@gmail.com.
I didn't get an email with any kind of a voucher.
It would have been emailed the first of the week or first of the month, between the 3rd and the 9th when you entered the contest.
A voucher for what?
It's a $125 voucher towards any purchase on our online website.
I don't order on the website. This was supposed to be, the only thing I ordered was through Walmart.
Yes, ma'am. Again, that's a contest.
I entered a contest through Walmart.
Yes, ma'am. So by entering that contest, you had to be enrolled in our subscription. That's in the terms and conditions of the contest that you just said you entered. So because you would have had to enter that contest and agree to those terms and conditions, we can only offer a partial refund for 50%.
Okay. That's the way you want to run. I will, too. Because I didn't order anything. I went out of it. Because as soon as they asked for some $2 service fee, I said no.
But you also just said that you did enter the contest with Walmart.
I started.
Yes, you just said that you
did
enter the contest.
Yeah. That's okay. I found out what it is. I'm at the bank right now, and I'm going in. And I'll finish this transaction here and go home and do my transaction with you.
Yes, ma'am. So what happens when you dispute a charge at your bank? They do call us. We can.